you made a decision on who's going to be the chancellor of higher ed yesterday, the way it sounds.
Yes, we did the interim chancellor of higher ed.
Right. Well, you know, until everything gets settled, I can understand the title. But you stuck with the man that you had in place. Explain who and why.
You know, we chose Dr. Scoven because, you know, he has proven to be a strong educator and administrator already at Bismarck State. So he was uniquely positioned for this interim position. You know, he's shown that he's committed to the mission and direction of the university system. He's respected by his peers, you know, and he knows the players and issues better than anybody else.
Well, the only reason it surprised me is because you've been in the middle of a political storm and kind of used in that storm one way or another, you know, for a little bit of everything, Kirsten. And I think you know and appreciate what I'm getting at. Shane Gettle, longtime political activist with the party that's in power right now, was the runner-up. And was there any pressure put on the board by some of those same politicians to make sure you pick Shane, or was that just all held within the house?
Absolutely not. I felt no pressure from anybody that we needed to pick Shane Gettle.
Okay. Let me ask this. As you go forward now, there's still, in my opinion, this cloud over higher education. There's news of an investigation through legislative counsel on behalf of certain legislators. The one that did come out and say, yes, I am one of those, was Bob Scarple from Tioga. At what point does that get behind you as a state board of higher education? Or, in your opinion, is it already behind you and you don't even think about it?
Joel, I believe it's behind me and I'm not thinking about it.
Okay, so it's not really something that is on your radar when you or your group gets together and talks about it.
No longer on our radar. We are so excited to move forward, and I think yesterday we demonstrated that the board is ready to move forward, that we can have these differences of opinion, but yet we come together when it's, you know, time to make a very important decision. And this is all about our students in North Dakota, and we need to get back to talking about students and education and their success.
Okay. And so you're comfortable that the people that Dr. Scoven is going to work with understand what the model of higher education is? In other words, does President Kelly, does President Bresciani, do they answer to Dr. Scoven, or are they now in charge of higher education?
No, they answer to Dr. Scoven, and Dr. Scoven answers to us. You know, I think with Dr. Scoven's military experience, you know, that has trained him very well to lead people who were once his peers, and he is ready to do that.
Well, the reason more than anything that a person asked that is because that was what was alleged by some of those legislators. Bob Scarple came on my show, and he felt that Dean Bresciani should be suspended, if not fired, as president of the State Board of Higher Education. He said it, not me. I mean, he said it. And so it's only fair to ask your reaction to that.
I think that is one man's view and not the view of the board or the majority of the legislators.
Okay. So it's a new day in higher ed. It's time to move on and start moving forward. And in terms of what Ham Shirvani had offered, saying, and this matters to a lot of parents listening to you, Chairman Dietrich, is it still... a criteria to get into UND or NDSU? Are you still looking at the same model that Ham Shirvani put in place? Or where does Dr. Scoven fall on all that? And where does the board fall on all that?
You know what? We are still in support of the concept of the Pathways model. And we have opened up conversations with the university presidents and provosts and getting data from the institutions as to how best to move forward with the concept. So we are not giving up on the idea of, you know, channeling our students into the institutions where they will be most successful, but we need to work on what those requirements are going to be.
Okay.
So we are kind of going back, still committed, but opening it up for conversations with the institutions who know best what is needed.
There's a vote looming in 2014. that the legislature put on the ballot, which removes the State Board of Higher Education, puts a three-member panel appointed by the governor in charge of higher education. I've been asking everyone from Ed Schaefer, anyone I get in the studio here that people look in leadership positions, how they're going to vote on that. So I'm going to ask you, how will you vote on that measure?
You know, I am not going to respond to that. You know, I'm in a position where I cannot say one way of support or not support. And so I apologize, Joel, but I'm not going to answer that question.
Okay.
But I will say that I think the voters in North Dakota will, you know, decide how the system needs to be governed, and they will vote based on the information they gather.
Is the board unified right now, Kirsten?
I think we are. You know, I think yesterday was a watershed moment. We demonstrated our commitment to our institutions and our students, and we showed North Dakota that even though we have differences, we can work together. We came together yesterday.
Okay. Kirsten, thank you. I know how busy your schedule was, and you took time for me today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You bet.
We will talk to you.